countdown begins.
Fresh. You're listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following.
Fresh.
And now, your host, Chris. Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're talking about the second part of the last episode. Now, what we were talking about is how owners can stay from getting burnout, even technicians or just anyone listening to this podcast. These are truths that you can use to keep from getting burnout. Now, today we're going to apply it. Last episode, we talked about the mindset shift that needed to take place. We talked about three different things and how you can approach, how you can look at how your mentality can keep you from getting burnt out. But today we're going to talk about the actual task, the actual doing, you know, the application of what we talked about, how it looks in the day-to-day. Now, for those that are listening in that are not plumbing business owners, maybe we're going to get into some specifics that don't apply to you, but at the same time, you can still pull this out and understand what we're focusing on. We're literally taking our overall need, our overall day, our overall list of overwhelming tasks, and we're making sense of them, we're prioritizing them, we're putting them into a system that we can function within, that we're not overwhelmed in, that we're not stressed out. And we're going to talk about that today. In fact, I'm going to give you literally the three things that you need to be working on every single day and how much time you need to focus on them and in what order you need to focus on them. We're going to talk about that specifically. I mean, literally exactly what you need to do. Before we dive too much into that, I want to encourage you to get subscribed to the podcast. Also, check us out on our website. So many people reach out to me and say, hey, your website's just a request form. It's just a place to get information. Exactly. Go to the website, request information, we'll reach out. It's a very simple approach. You tell us what your problems are, we give you answers. It's that simple. Now, all you got to do is go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. One of the things that you can request from us is our ebook, the big money workshop. That's what it's leading to, and it basically talks about how to make big money the right way. While you get your life back, it's this idea that we're talking about today with it, when it comes to staying from getting burnt out and how we do that. Now, so many shops out there are successful making money and the owners are one day away from bankruptcy or one day away from, and we can't see all that on the front end. We just see all the successes on the front end. We don't see what's going on the back end. And I want to keep you guys from getting into this position where you either create a really chaotic or busy job, and where you create a business that is working for you and for your community. And that's what we're talking about today, as it applies to your day-to-day and how that works. And so the first thing that I want to lay out as we dive into these three points is there's a simple approach to your day-to-day. If you were to write this down on a piece of paper, you would literally write the word day and then the number two, not T-W-O, but the actual physical number two, day to day, because there's two things that you need to be focused on every single day when it comes to your day to day. In fact, I call it the 2+1 model. You have your day to day. These are the two items that you wake up every day and you do, and you check and make sure these are happening. And then you have this plus one. We're going to get into that. That's what we're going to talk about today. Now that I've got you royally confused, completely lost, let's unpack this. All right. Point one. Now, when I say day-to-day, we have two tasks that we're working on every single day. The first task that we always have to ensure is happening in our plumbing business, in our service plumbing business, in our whatever industry we're in business, quite honestly, is making the phone ring. Now, a lot of people, this is where we get messed up. We go, okay, what are all the things I got to do? I got to do marketing. I got to do branding. I got to do uniforms. I got to do trucks. I got to do SEO. I got to do click per ads. I got to do Better Business Bureau. I got to go to the local town hall meeting. You got to make the phone ring. You just got to make the phone ring. Let's simplify this, because there's some things inside of that that make the phone ring. There are certain things that you'll do that will make the phone ring. But the first thing that we need to realize is whether or not that's something we need to be focused on today. And the way that we do that is by knowing our numbers. It's by knowing how many calls we need per day to be successful, how much we need to convert those calls at, what the percentage rates that we're going to convert those calls at, how many calls are going to come in and are going to be legitimate plumbing needed calls versus marketing versus sales versus somebody trying to just whatever call up and get information. How many of those calls have to come in order to convert over to bookable calls? And then how many of those calls actually get booked? And then out of those calls, how many calls do we convert? You got to know your numbers. Not just your numbers as it relates to pricing and price book. I always hear everybody talk about price book. Problem is, once you create a price book, you don't know what to do with it. The problem is that even the theory of a price book, we're trying to fit it into a box. Like there's some magical book that you can buy that will tell your customers, that's not how it works. A price book is a guide. Knowing your numbers is really where it all stems from. So unless you know all that stuff, that's all the crazy, outrageous amount of things that an owner has to do every single day is knowing all this stuff, right? And it gets complicated, it gets overwhelming. But if all we got to focus on is making the phone ring and we know how many calls per day we need, and I'll just tell you right now, it's roughly 2 to 3 calls per tech per day, and you got 3 techs, well, you need 6 to 8 calls coming in per day. And we can get into scheduling and how many of those you should be booking in advance, but for those in the coaching program, you know how I feel about that. We talk about that regularly, how to schedule out exactly as it relates to getting the right calls on the board at the right time, being booked out the right way, not completely maxed out so where you can't take emergency calls, all that stuff. But you make that phone ring and you wake up every day, you walk in, you say, well, how many calls do we have on the board? And you should know your number. We should be looking at this many before the day starts with the expectation that we're going to get X amount throughout the day because that's what we average. And so forth and so on. So all we do is wake up, say, is the phone ringing? The phone's ringing, check, done. Have that done by 8:30 a.m. If the phone's not ringing, we'll get into that in just a second. We'll get into that in just a second here as the podcast moves along and we unpack this. But right now what we're doing is we're checking to see how we're measuring up as it relates to this first priority, making the phone ring. Nothing else matters. If the phone isn't ringing, nothing else matters. It doesn't matter how good of a price book you have. It doesn't matter how great your technicians are at converting. It doesn't matter how organized the trucks are. It doesn't matter if you have drain machines and if the phone's not ringing. Got to make the phone ring. Priority number one should always be priority number one. Now, a lot of you have heard me say in my ebook, you don't need more calls. So this is confusing now. Wait, I thought you said you don't need more calls. Well, you still need calls. I didn't say you don't need calls. I said you don't need more calls. More calls doesn't always solve your problem. If you have calls, you may not be doing the right thing with them. And you may not be, there's a lot of companies that I talk to. They got 4 or 5 calls they're running per tech per day, and they've got too many calls. When they wake up every day, they should go, yep, making the phone ring, check, done. Let's not make the phone ring more. Let's not spend all of our energy and time making the phone ring more. We already can't handle the calls that are coming in. And we think somehow that increasing that workload is going to improve or increase our revenue or our profits. Got to make the phone ring. That's the deal, right? Every day we wake up, we make the phone ring. How do we make the phone ring? Well, we do it through advertising. We do it through marketing. And here's the other thing as it relates to making the phone ring. Some of these things that go into making the phone ring also go into the second point we're going to make here in just a few minutes. Sometimes you can work on one thing that will affect two things. I'll explain that here in a second. But making the phone ring may be marketing, maybe advertising. Maybe sponsoring someone, maybe a public relations play. It may be a bigger marketing. Here's the thing. Have a marketing plan, by the way. Don't have a Google plan. Don't have a plan to get, don't just have an advertising plan. That's what I'm saying. Don't just rely on getting the phone to ring as it relates to the call to action. For those that don't know what I'm talking about, when you do marketing and you do branding and you do advertising, for those that were just at the retreat, we did a retreat about a month or so ago here in Indianapolis Live. We talked about this in full detail. We talked about the idea of advertising and branding and marketing and how they're all very different. They're all very different from one another, but they all work together. They all play a part together. It's like one family doing different things. And so one of those things is advertising, which is a clear call to action. Hey, look, call us now and we'll do this. Call us now and we got this deal, so give us a call. You're telling the customer to call you. Usually your websites will have call to actions on them. Your click per ads, your Google click ads will have call to actions on them. You might even run an ad in a local newspaper or something like that that will have a call to action on it. But then you have marketing and you have branding. Branding is the look and the feel and the relationship that the customer can build with your name, with your company, with your brand. Okay, and so when you look at it like that, when you start thinking about all these different things and you talk about making the phone ring, there's a lot that goes on in there. But if the phone's ringing, why would you be over here focused on getting it to do that more? But then you find out your guys aren't even turning, you're getting zeros on every call or you're doing the minimums. Your guys don't know anything about plumbing. Your guys don't know anything about the new products. Your guys don't know anything about software. Your guys don't know. Why would you be focused on making the phone ring? So let's get into the second point here in just a second. But I really want to stop for 1 second and just call out something because I've been seeing this all over the internet lately and I think it's amazing. I love it. I appreciate it. If you're one of these people, I really appreciate this more than you know. I see constantly shared whatever or mentions. And that is those that are in the Fresh Force. For you that don't, what is the Fresh Force? It's you. It's you right now listening to this podcast. It's those that promote service over sales. It's those that promote always be serving. They promote this brand. They promote this ideology. They promote this motive that we're going to go out and take care of our community. What is a service expert? Well, a service expert is somebody that's in our training program. But someone that's in the Fresh Force is somebody that is about that. They don't necessarily have to be in the training program. You're just about it. Service expert, someone who serves their community. They serve their customer and they serve their company. They serve all three things equally at the same time. That's what makes a service expert. And if you want to be a service expert or you want to be a little bit more than just in the Fresh Force, you can get into our programs. But for those that are in the Fresh Force, I just want to reach out to you and say thank you. Let us know. Email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. We sometimes will send out merchandise to you guys. We'll send out different things to those that support our brand and support our message. And quite honestly, we really want to send out even more stuff to those that take it on as their own. You know, we've been sending out these poster boards to the companies in our program that reads that service expert with their branding and their logos on it. And I love that. I love seeing your company logo, your company branding on our message and taking it on as your own and applying that into your community. Because really the person that benefits from that is the consumer. And that's why we started this whole entire brand. That's why we started this whole entire coaching program. All right, so let's move into that second point because it really ties into the first point. The first point was make the phone ring. The second one is very much related to it. It's very simple, and that is convert the call. You know, whenever people say, you know, what's your business idea if you start a business? Then they say, how are you going to monetize that? Oh, this is the same thing. How are you going to monetize it? How are you going to convert it? So we need to think about how this relates because if your phones are ringing, but your guys aren't converting the call, you need to be focused on how to get your guys to convert the call, training them, getting them prepared, getting them equipped. Maybe that's a uniform. Maybe that's a brand. Maybe that's a better logo. See how I said earlier, some of these things will play two roles. Like a brand will not only make the phone ring, but it will also help you convert the call because the guy will look more professional when he shows up. The more consistent the brand is, the more congruent. It's funny, somebody out there listening to this going, hey, wait a minute. On a coaching call the other day, and I always call this branding consistency because I learned that through the branding people, the experts out there, right? And he goes, oh, like congruency? And I was like, wow, that's a way smarter, bigger word. I'm going to start using that. Brand congruency. Brand congruency. That's right. You heard it here. The plumbing sales coach learning big words and sharing them with you. But there is something true to this idea of this consistency, this congruency, this ongoing feel that the brand doesn't change. The service doesn't change. The message doesn't change. What if I was service over sales, always be serving, and then get the most money you can for the least amount of stuff? That wouldn't be consistent with our message. In fact, it's quite opposite. Hey, look, I'm okay with you going into the home and getting the most amount of money, but you better give the most amount of stuff. Service over sales. You give the most amount of stuff, you will then, in return, get the most amount of money. That's how that works, as long as you understand how to build value and explain to the customer what they're actually getting and show them that value in the way you write things up. All of this training, all of these types of things, all of this knowledge, all of this understanding of how to appropriately go through a call is part of converting the call. Why would you be focused on SEO in your marketing, in your keywords, in your click per ads when the phone's ringing and your guys aren't converting the calls? You wouldn't be. So if I wake up every day as an owner and I walk into my shop and we got calls galore, we're pushing calls off to the next week. and we're still not generating revenue, now I got to convert the call problem. I need to be focused on that. That's what I need to be focused on. That's what I need to be dealing with. Either I know how to do it or I got to outside get professional help to do it. Same with making the call, making the phone ring. Some of you make your own phone ring in the very beginning of your business, but now that you have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 trucks, 100 trucks, 200 trucks, you're outsourcing this marketing. Or in the reality, the way it works is one or two trucks, you're doing your own marketing. You get to about the second truck, you start outsourcing your marketing until you get about to 20 trucks, and then you start insourcing, you know, you start 20, 30, 40 trucks, you start inbound, you start bringing in-housing, I should say. That's what I was trying to say, in-house. I went from congruent to can't even say in-house. In-housing your own marketing team. I remember one particular company I got to visit, you know, they had a couple hundred trucks, and this one, they had their own mechanic, basically. They had their own mechanic inside of the shop. Now, how did they know to do that? Well, at some point, they got to the point to where the trucks off the road were affecting their ability to convert the call, and so they had to make a decision. But they didn't go get the lift day one. They didn't go get the mechanic day one because it didn't make sense. Now, that's something somebody could look at and go, wait a minute. My dream and my goal is to get my plumbing company up to 100 trucks. So you're saying I got to have a mechanic in my shop at some time, and that goes on your list right now. What are you doing? Slow down. You're overthinking it. Back up. It's not for today. You know, there's scripture in the Bible. You guys know that I'm a believer. Everything that I'm about, you know, as a non-believer up till the age of 29, turning my life over to Christ at the age of 29 years old. There's scripture that actually led me to the Lord. It was, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow or for today has enough worry in itself. And there's a lot of truth to that. We hear motivational speakers. We hear all these people talk about this idea of, you know, don't get stressed out. In fact, my best friend's dad, he used to tell me worry is interest paid on an event that hasn't happened. Nobody likes interest. In fact, a lot of you owners out there telling me, oh, let me buy the brand new truck for my guys because it's 0% interest. And I'm like, well, you're going to pay more in depreciation than you are interest. We can do that math another time. But it's funny how we'll convince ourselves the interest is bad. And so we'll even overspend in order to save on interest. But we'll worry all day long. We'll pay that interest gladly for some reason. Do not worry about tomorrow, for today has enough worry in itself. Interest paid on an event that hasn't happened. This is crazy to me. Now, I just combined scripture with someone else's statement. I want to be clear about what I just said there, but they're both equally true. And it's a very valuable lesson to learn in life because they say, doctors say stress is the number one killer in life. And that's why we're doing this podcast right now. These last two episodes are about keeping from getting burnt out, keeping from getting stressed out, keeping from constantly being worried about things that you don't need to be worried about just yet. How many of you have worried about making payroll a few different times now in your life and you made payroll and it worked out? And all that stress, all that sleepless night, all that worry for nothing. Turn that into a motivator to drive you to take action. See, converting the call is the second thing you need to be focused on. Now, if your guys are making the phone ring and they're converting the call, or you got some sort of nice little healthy balance there, then that's going to get us into our third point. We're going to dive into that in just a second. I want you to understand as we dive into this third point, it really drives back to these two plus one model, day to day. Number one, you got to make the phone ring. Number two, you got to convert the call. How do you do those two things? Well, there's so much, everything that you have to do, every single thing, software, price book, business taxes, all of this comes down to making the phone ring and converting the call. If you think back to every little aspect, anything that gets in the way of making the phone ring and converting the call has to get addressed. Anything you can think of, even something as simple as business taxes, when I mentioned that. Well, how is that affecting you making the phone ring and converting the call? Well, if your business doesn't stay in business legitimately, you're going to have a hard time with making the phone ring and converting the call and keeping people employed and keeping the IRS out of your building. And so forth and so on. All these things affect, but are you going to wake up every single day worried about your business taxes? No, that's silly. You're going to wait for the right time. Then you're going to hire an accountant. You're going to do the right thing. You're going to get the right people involved. You're going to get the experts, and you're going to do it. You're going to handle it, and you're going to make it happen. But you're going to do it when the time is right. How do we know when the time is right? We're going to dive into that here in just a second. That's going to be the final point of today, is to help you guys really tie this together. I want to recap everything from the last episode and this episode. If you didn't catch the last episode, my goodness, make sure you go back and listen to that, because it's going to lead right into this. Because I can tell you this stuff that I'm talking about right now, but if you don't have the right mindset, this won't matter. You'll apply it incorrectly. Now, I'll tell you, this is the stuff we talk about. But now, tonight, for example, we have our, some of you guys are listening like tonight. Well, you're probably listening to it. It's no longer tonight. But I'm speaking in my own personal life. Right now, as it relates, as I'm recording this podcast tonight, I have a workshop. Now, we have a workshop every Tuesday. So now you know I'm recording this on a Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we do a workshop. It's not really a workshop. We call it community coaching. So all of our companies join us. All the companies in the coaching program join us, and we talk about these different types of things. How to do these different types of things. Not just that you need to do them, but how. Learn from owners. Learn from me. Learn from everyone. We all learn together. Sometimes I learn. Sometimes you learn. Sometimes we all learn together, right? We do these every Tuesday. If you want to be a part of that community, you want to be a part of the inner circle, the Service Experts Inner Circle, where only the owners get in there, and we talk about the nit and gritty of the plumbing business, the service plumbing business. Check us out at theplumbingsalescoach.com, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Now, you can get the free ebook. You can read up a little bit more. You can reach out. Maggie or Matt or somebody will reach out to you, and we'll get one of our service growth experts to talk to you. And look, these are people that I know personally. These are not just salespeople I hired. They're literally going to take care of you. They're going to make sure that you're taken care of. You want to buy something? Great. If not, we're going to get you taken care of. We believe in service over sales. We believe we'll take care of you enough to where you want more. So just reach out to us and get that. But what we're going to do is we don't only just do that. We train your techs, we train your CSRs, we train everybody in the company. We make sure everybody's not only able to convert, but also that you have a culture to convert and you know how to make the phone ring, you know how to do it all. Reach out to us, get a hold of us, because we want to help. Now, I will tell you right now, if you reach out to Maggie and say, I got a problem and we can solve it, we'll probably send you a quick personal video with the solution. Me recording it right there on the spot. We've done that from time to time. We just want to help. Reach out to us, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com, and we will contact you. Now, what's this third and final thing? What is this thing that you got to do? How do you know which order to go about? Well, I already told you all you got to do is go back and take a look and see if the phone's ringing. Then the second thing you want to make sure is you're converting the calls. If you know your numbers, you'll know where to focus and what to aim at. And then as it relates to the third thing, the plus one, you should be constantly working on one project, one bigger item, one big goal, one big movement, one thing that will affect or make one of the first two things better, that moves your company forward. For example, let's say the phone's ringing, but you're not converting the calls. Maybe you reach out to a guy like me and hire me to help your guys get better. Maybe you're not converting your calls, but your guys are able to do it, but you need software. Maybe your guys have software. They're converting the calls. They're doing everything. Now you just need more calls so you can hire another guy. So now we focus over here and we start looking at what's not making the phone ring. Well, we got SEO. We got all these things in place. We need a bigger marketing plan. Maybe we need to be looking at our brand and our name. You know, maybe the phone's ringing and we're converting our calls and we're trying to get to the point to where we're in a small community. We've maxed out our market and we want to move into another market. Well, how do we make the phone ring in the new market? And then how do we convert the call in the new market? And we constantly are looking at how to improve first making the phone ring, then converting the call, then making the phone ring, then converting the call. And we're working on this plus one model. There's a lot of shops that I work with. I'll give you a clear picture of what this looks like. They've got a brand. They've got a logo. They've got a name. They've got no culture. The phone's ringing. The guys are running the calls and they're converting, but they're not converting that well. So we get them into a program where they start converting better. And then we start working on the culture. And for example, a couple of shops may need to paint their shop. That might be the one thing they need to do, that plus one thing. So that's a week or two. They focus on that. They rebrand their shop. Maybe they need to rebrand their whole entire company. So they reach out to a company like KickCharge or one of these companies that does branding. In fact, we do branding. Reach out to us. But anybody out there that does branding. And that's the next move. So forth and so on. We just simply take a look at what the next step is. There's a long list of items, these one-offs, like a brand. You got to get a name. You got to get a brand. You got to get a look. You got to get a logo. You got to. Once you get all that, that's done. It's over with. You don't have to keep doing that. Those are one-offs. But you can't do them all at once. You can't wrap the trucks before you have the name settled. You can't finalize the brand before you have the name settled. You can't go get uniforms before you have the colors settled. You can't go get, everything's got to be done in an order, and you don't have to do it all overnight. just the progress and the improvement alone will do a few things in your community. Number one, it will make you more and more attractive to the customer as is it relates to a consumer and as it relates to a future potential employee. Please hear me say that. So many of you are like, I have a hard time finding plumbers. Well, let me just say this. They're out there, but if it's true that there's less plumbers today than there were yesterday, don't you think that's even more of an argument to separate yourself from the competition? Make no mistake, your first customer is your employee as an owner. If you're in plumbing, service plumbing, if you're in banking, if you're in the car industry, if you're in whatever industry, it does not matter. The employee is the first customer. It matters. They're humans. They're helping you build this thing together. They should be a part of something. They shouldn't be out there making you money. They should be out there helping you build something. And so they're your first customer. They are a part of this whole entire thing. Now, I want you to really think about how that, and I did catch that, folks. I did say a fart. Some of you guys in the truck, well, you do that. So maybe it applies. We don't go back and edit. This is staying in. All right, listen, this is really important to grasp. I know some of you are like, okay, I don't know what just happened there. That episode. I've listened to the last two episodes now. There's still a lot going on in my mind. I don't know exactly how to apply this. Reach out to us. We'll make sense of it. Say, I listened to the two-part message. I got some questions. We'll answer them. This is what I do. It's not like I got some, it's my part-time job that I just do on the side and I'll try to squeeze you in. This is what we do. It's our mission. It's our movement. Over 2,000 square feet of space that just to focus on this. And I think we just double it. So we got a big office space here. We got a bunch of people here. Want to help you. We're here to help. We are here to help. All right. That should be our new song, our new jingle. We're here to help. People are like, yeah, but don't you sing it. You don't sing it. All right. Listen, guys, number one, remember all the way back in the last episode, we talked about the three things you really need to focus on to change your mindset. Okay, we talked about taking, how to eat an elephant one bite at a time. We talked about being resourceful. We talked about some other things on the last podcast. Go back and listen to that. On this podcast, we talked about the three things that you're basically worked on, 2 + 1, day to day. We basically wake up every day and make the phone ring, convert the calls. And by 9 a.m., we can look at our numbers and know if we're doing that. And then we can focus on that one long term, that one bigger project. So many owners are so shocked at what their actual life looks like. Yes, it's you doing silly stuff. It isn't you out running calls. It isn't you talking to your plumbers about every single plumbing call. It isn't you talking to your CSRs about how they should have handled that better. It's not you constantly coaching and managing in the moment. It is you out there building relationships with your community. It is you out there rebranding your image. It is you getting your shop redone. It is you getting new trucks. It is you out there growing and improving and building out your business, creating the vision, creating the forecast for which everyone else is going to follow. That cannot be done from within the business. That has to be done from out in front of the business. And if you don't understand that, please reach out, because that is the thing that will send you to your grave. And sometimes literally because of the stress, you know, people that have literally just died from a heart attack in the middle of nowhere, out of nowhere. And these are people who are probably got stress that we don't understand and we're not seeing. Stress is literally it's a health code violation, folks. That's what we're going to call it. All right. Make sure that you reach out. I love you. As always, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Folks, have a great day. Fresh.